All this week, we've heard Dr. Ben Carson talk about a couple of things that bother him. One, how we need to get our populace in this country educated because we seem to have lost common knowledge. And the other?
The divisiveness and the rancor in our society. You know, people get off into their little corners and toss hand grenades at each other and call each other horrible names and act like third graders, rather than sitting down and engaging in civil discourse and coming to intelligent solutions for their problems.
The retiring pediatric neurosurgeon has started speaking out about his concerns.
You know, I'm concerned about fiscal responsibility. I'm concerned about values and principles that govern people's life. I'm concerned about the loss of freedom that's been imposed by political correctness and many other things in our society. You know, the housing crisis would have never occurred 50 years ago because everybody knew that you don't buy a house that costs more than 2.5 times your annual income. It was common knowledge. That common knowledge has been lost.
Your intelligent solutions and your common sense approach to so many problems has gained you some national attention. Can we jump to the national prayer breakfast and the fact that you had President Obama 10 feet away from you and you seemed to lay out chapter and verse what some of the answers to these problems are? How did that make you feel?
Well, you know, I wasn't really paying attention to the fact that the president was there, to be honest with you. When I get on stage and I start talking, I become a different person, and I go into sort of a zone, and I was in that zone. And I wasn't 100% sure even what I was going to say, but once it started flowing, it really did come out.
And it got you some attention and some criticism. And you were asked if you had any aspirations to run for president. And I believe your quote was, "If the Lord grabs me by the collar and wants me to, I would consider it." Has the Lord grabbed you by the collar yet?
Well, a lot of people have written to me and told me that they feel the Lord has grabbed me by the collar, but I haven't felt it yet.
So as you enter retirement from surgery and, of course, plan to spend more time with your family and the Carson Scholars, will you consider running for president?
I certainly will continue to spend a lot of time working in public speaking, doing an incredible amount of that, making television appearances. I'll begin to do some writing for newspapers. And obviously working through the Carson Scholars Fund. So I'll be out there with a voice. My hope is that someone who really wants to be president will kind of seize upon what's going on and see what it is that people are resonating with and maybe come and pick up the mantle. And then there won't be any pressure on me to do it.
But you're not ruling it out.
I would only rule it out if God ruled it out for me, and I would only rule it in if he ruled it in for me. You know, we'll see what happens.
Dr. Ben Carson has support from both sides of the political aisle. In fact, Jeff Weller, who we met earlier this week as a contributor to the Carson Scholars Fund, perhaps puts it best.
He's from the party of logic, and I think that's the most appropriate description. He is the most logical, sensible, and people on both sides who listen to him, they find commonality. And I think that's what we need right now. We don't need divisiveness. We need commonality, and that is the man to do it, I can assure you.
John Patty, WBAL and WBAL.com.